Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You want to visit us on the web? You can certainly do that. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, the temperatures are really starting to dip with around here this weekend. Will probably be the last weekend folks may hit the lakes in their watercraft for the season. We're still in the mid to upper 70s, but by this weekend, it's really going to be starting to get into the 60s during the day and then into the upper 40s overnight. So really, boating season for this area is going to be pretty much done by this weekend. So I thought it would be a good idea to share our annual podcast on winterizing your watercraft. Now, I did find this article from discoverboating.com. If you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, you'll see a Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click on that. It'll bring you to our blog associated with this podcast. If you have me listening later on, no worries. Just go in the upper right of the blog and type in winterizing your watercraft 2021, and it will bring you to the post associated with this particular podcast with a link to the article from Discover Boating. Now, I'm only going to share a few things here from the Discover Boating article because I want you to read the full article that they have, and it's filled with a lot of good tips. Lots of good information as far as winterizing your watercraft for the season. Now, first off, it's prep your engine. Make sure all the water has been drained or removed from the engine and apply a corrosion protectant. Now, one thing that I did find interesting is read your owner's manual to see if they suggest fogging your engine. I had no idea what fogging an engine meant, but I do have a link to a further article explaining what fogging your engine means, what it entails, and why it's important. So again, when you prep your engine, make sure all the water's out, because obviously in the winter, water's going to freeze and expand and contract and could end up breaking a lot of things within your engine. So you want to make sure that all of that water is drained out. And then, of course, you want the corrosion protectant on there to protect it from any rust or anything that could damage the engine during the winter. And again, look at the article on fogging your engine. It's very interesting. I don't have a watercraft, but I did find the article on fogging your engine pretty interesting on what that is and what that entails. So be sure to check that out. Again, you could go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through, and it'll bring you to our blog. And you can look for this whole blog post, Winterizing Your Watercraft 2021. The next tip I have for you is stabilize the fuel system. Change your engine's fuel filters and any fuel or water separators that you might have before adding the fuel stabilizer to the gas tank. Run the engine for a bit to allow the stabilizer to flow through the fuel system and therefore protect it. This isn't a situation, from my understanding, you want to read your owner's manual, but I believe this is a situation where, like with your gas-powered lawn equipment, your gas-powered lawnmowers or anything like that, where you can just run it dry and leave it. double check your owner's manual, but I believe that when it comes to watercraft, you don't want to do that. That you do want to use a fuel stabilizer like Stabil, or, you know, a lot of them out there, to make sure that the fuel stabilizes so that, you'll be able to next spring when you prep it for the season, you don't have any issues with the fuel system or the gas tank. Next tip I have for you is prep the plumbing. Now, if you've got a, you know, a cabin cruiser or something that has plumbing in it, you know, like a bathroom or a little sink or something like that, obviously you want to prepare the plumbing, drain any water from your freshwater system if applicable, and add antifreeze. Now, you want to make sure that you use a recreational vehicle or marine antifreeze, as this is different from what a car or truck uses. So if you do your research online, you'll be able to find the right antifreeze to use and how to apply it to your freshwater systems. And the last tip I want to share with you is remove water. I mean, the water is like a big theme here with what I'm talking about from the article. Make sure water is drained or removed from all other systems in the boat, from the live wells to the bilge pump. Again, you don't want water in the system when winter comes, because that could really, really do some serious damage to your boat, in the boat systems, the fuel system, the engine, the freshwater systems, the bilge pump, you know, all that stuff. So you want to make sure you remove as much water as possible from your boat before storing it for this season. Now, again, I want you to check out the full article from Discover Boating with more tips. And there are breakdowns on how to prep various types of engines. Like if you got an outboard engine, they got tips on how to prepare that for winter. If you got an inboard, outboard, or an inboard, there's tips on handling that. How to properly prep your plumbing systems and stuff like that. Lots of interesting things associated with that article. So be sure to check that out. And again, you can go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page. You'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through to our blog and it will bring you to the to our blog. If you have any listening later on, that's totally fine. Just in the upper right of our blog, just type in Winterizing Your Watercraft 2021, and that will bring you to the blog post associated with this particular podcast with links to the Discover Boating and then also a link to fogging your engine. Fogging your engine, I've never heard that term before. This is honestly the first time that I've come across an article that talks about that when it comes to winterizing a watercraft. So definitely check out that article on fogging an engine in preparation for storing. So be sure to check that out. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call at 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Anywhere, you can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can certainly do that too. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, my name is Matt, and I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week. And I hope you, if you're able to get out on your boat one last time, definitely enjoy it before the winter comes about. And until next time, I want you all to just take care.